12. Bypassing the imaginary relationship part for a moment, what about the real situation? Unknowable, of course, as per above. But consider this aspect of it. Recent extinctions include the Saudi gazelle, the Japanese sea lion, the Caribbean monk seal, the Christmas Island pipistrelle, the Bramble Key melamis, the Vaquita porpoise, the Alagoas foliage gleaner, the cryptic tree hunter, Spix's macaw, the pauli, the northern white rhino, the mountain tapir, the Haitian selenodon, the giant otter, Atwater's prairie chicken, the Spanish lynx, the Persian fallow deer, the Japanese crested ibis, the Arabian oryx, the snub-nosed monkey, the Ceylon elephant, the Indris, Zanzibar's red colobus, the mountain gorilla, the white-throated wallaby, the Walia ibex, the ai-ai, the vicuña, the giant panda, the monkey-eating eagle, and an estimated 200 more species of mammals, 700 species of birds, 400 species of reptiles, 600 species of amphibians, and 4,000 species of plants. The current rate of extinctions compared to the geological norm is now several thousand-fold faster, making this the sixth great mass extinction event in Earth's history, and thus the start of the Anthropocene in its clearest demarcation, which is to say, we are in a biosphere catastrophe that will be obvious in the fossil record for as long as the Earth lasts. Also, the mass extinction is one of the most obvious examples of things done by humans that cannot be undone, despite all the experimental de-extinction efforts and the general robustness of life on Earth. Ocean acidification and deoxygenation are other examples of things done by humans that we can't undo, and the relation between this ocean acidification, deoxygenation, and the extinction event may soon become profound, in that the former may stupendously accelerate the latter. Evolution itself will, of course, eventually refill all these emptied ecological niches with new species. The pre-existing plenitude of speciation will be restored in less than 20 million years.